From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen after a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The missile struck the Shiar Hospital in Razeh district of Sada province, according to the aid group statement. The MSF says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three MSF staff members. It adds that the number of casualties could rise as there could still be people trapped in the rubble of the hospital and surrounding buildings. The MSF Director of Operations, Raquel Oyora, said there is no way that anyone with the capacity to carry out an airstrike or launch at a rocket would have known that the Shiar Hospital was a functioning health facility. Senior Arab officials are condemning what they say is Iran's alleged meddling in Arab affairs. The Emirati Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, speaking Sunday at an emergency Arab League session, accused the Islamic Republic of intentionally failing to protect Saudi diplomatic posts. Saudi Arabia requested the session to discuss the attacks on its embassy in Tehran, which followed the kingdom's execution of prominent Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimr earlier this month. Egypt, meanwhile, held its opening session of parliament Sunday. It's the first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or those laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved the democratically elected legislature that had been dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood of the country's former president, Mohamed Morsi. You're listening to VOA News.